band plays. Red flares cast an eerie glow over the sea of upturned faces. Voices are raised in excitement and fervor. The rails of a wooden platform are extravagantly decorated with bunting, placards, pictures, slogans, and national flags. It is the night before the election for the office of prosecuting attorney. The last chance to promise heaven and earth. Not to mention a few rainbows and pops of gold. And the political organizations are making the most of it. Our radio play for today, Night Work, is based on a most interesting story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. In just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to let you hear the voice of one of the candidates, Gregory Halliwell, who is now addressing the crowd pressed around the speaker stand.
And furthermore, the invasion of the homes of our citizens must stop. My opponent says he will, if elected, enforce the law and see that justice is carried out. If you choose me as your public prosecutor, I promise you, I will not only enforce the law and see that justice is carried out, but I will also make an intensive study of criminal methods and techniques so that we may be able to beat the criminal at his own game.
That'll win them over.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
That's the sort of promises to win votes. Good for you, Halliwell.
Thanks so much. Thanks.
Splendid, my boys. Splendid. Spoken like a true servant of justice.
Oh, my dear Judge Newman. I'm glad to see you, sir. Thanks for your compliment.
Thanks for your four square declaration. What this city needs is an honest, upright, and smart young lawyer who will see that the rights and liberties of the people are defended. Yes, my boy. You're entering public office at just the right time to...
Now, hold on there, Judge. I'm not elected yet.
My boy, you were elected the moment you ended that speech.
Now, don't bank on that, Judge, and don't bet on it.
I'm not worried, my boy.
We'll see tomorrow. Now, if you'll excuse me, I just got to get over to the opera.
Oh, romance, romance. once I, too, visited a premier chanteuse in a dressing room.
Indeed, sir?
Yes. But that was before I got this bay window of mine. Oh, well, don't let an old man's musings delay you.
Well, I wish I could stop to hear more of them, sir, but I'm afraid I really must dash along. Good night.
Good night, my boy.
Good night, Mr. Prosecutor.
You can't come backstage until after the performance, young man. Oh, Mr. Halliwell. Excuse me, sir. I couldn't see you there in the shadows.
Good evening, Pop.
You'll be going straight to her dressing room, sir?
That's right, Pop.
Ladies, killers, everybody. Killer number 3
spot.
Go on the floodlight.
Oh, Gregory, you did come after all.
Of course, Gina. Didn't I promise I would?
Come in and tell me all about it. The meeting, your speech. What they said to you, everything.
Oh, there wasn't much to it. I simply told them I'd make a better prosecuting attorney than my opponent because I'd beat the criminal at his own game.
Don't stop. I want to hear how you'll do all this. You can sit in that big armchair there.
Oh, thank you.
Now, go ahead, Gregory.
Well, you see, as public prosecutor, it would be my duty to convict burglars and thugs. Now, most lawyers study the law's technique and apply it to the defendant. Now, I plan to study the defendant's technique and apply it to the law.
Yes, but how?
By studying the weapons and tools of the burglars which have been confiscated and are in the possession of the police. Then I'll interview prisoners accused of burglary and learn their methods of burgling. All the tricks of their trade. See?
Yes. And then you'll be able to break them down on the witness stand.
Exactly.
How clever of you, Gregory.
Not at all. It's the most obvious thing in the world.
Well, I don't think so. Your opponent didn't think of such a plan, did he?
Well, no.
You see? It is clever of you. Only, Gregory.
Yes, Gina?
You won't get so interested in your studies that you'll forget your little Gina.
You know I love you too much to let anything come between us. Oh, my dear.
Oh, my Gregory. And so, tomorrow is a big day for you.
For us. I'm going to make you proud of me, Gina. Up to now, it's been the opera star and a run-of-the-mill lawyer. But if what they say is true, after tomorrow, it'll be the opera star and the eminent lawyer... The district attorney.
And will you let me come to watch you persecute criminals?
Prosecute, Gina, darling. Although between you and me, persecute is exactly what I intend to do.
Will you let me come and watch you?
Will I? Right inside the railing.
Inside the railing? I don't understand.
You see, my dear, the public is kept out of the way by means of a railing guarded by an officer. Only those who have business in the court are allowed inside the railing.
Oh. And what business will I have in the court?
Can't you guess?
No.
You'll have me.
Order. Order in the court. Proceed, counsel.
The prosecutor is at liberty to examine the defendant. Your witness, Mr. Halliwell.
Now then, prisoner at the bar, it's true, isn't it, that you are a professional burglar?
I object. The question is irrelevant. The judicial to the defendant.
Mr. Prosecutor.
Your Honor.
On what grounds do you base your question?
On this record of convictions I hold in my hand, Your Honor. The prisoner at the bar has been arrested 23 times in the last 25 years. It hardly seems as though he were an amateur, Your Honor.
Objection overruled. Proceed, Mr. Prosecutor.
It's true, isn't it, prisoner, that you are a professional burglar?
If you and the judge says so, I guess I am. But I didn't have nothing to do with this job.
Please answer yes or no. Are you a professional burglar?
Yeah.
Since you spent a part of your natural life in state prison for robbing the bank of aliens, you'll have to admit you did have something to do with that job, won't you?
Sure. I done that job all right.
Now, according to my record, you confessed to robbing the Bank of All Nations also. For the enlightenment of the court and the jury, will you tell us how you pulled that job?
They never know the who'd done it if I hadn't told them. I gets me a bank policeman's uniform that I come to transfer some money, and when they had me wait while they looked up the matter, I stuck them up. It was a pipe.
Now, in entering a private home, to silence your footfall, which method have you found the best? Stocking feet, leaving your shoes outside, or rubber-soled shoes?
Rubber shoes, of course. I once stepped on a nail in me stocking feet, and that ain't so good.
Order in the court.
I suppose you always wear shoes a size or two smaller or larger than your own in order to leave false footprints?
Say, that's a swell idea. I never thought of that.
And you'll be able to think about it for quite some time, prisoner, but you won't be able to try it out where you're going from here.
I object. The prosecutor is trying to intimidate and persecute the defendant.
Objection overruled. Proceed, Mr. Prosecutor.
You stated in your direct testimony this morning, prisoner, that you never had been near the scene of the robbery in your life. Is that true?
Yeah.
Counsel for the defense pointed out that no fingerprints of yours had been found at the scene. You could have worn gloves, couldn't you?
Gloves is old-fashioned.
Answer yes or no. You could have worn gloves, couldn't you?
Yeah, but I didn't.
I know you didn't, but you could have, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what I thought.
Your Honor. I move the trial be discontinued and my client released. The prosecutor has admitted that he isn't guilty.
If it please the court, I have only admitted the prisoner didn't wear gloves while committing the crime. I haven't exonerated him of being guilty. I can prove he is guilty.
If the prosecutor can fulfill his promise within reasonable time, I will permit questioning to proceed. If he does not do so, I will consider the defense counsel's motion.
Thank you, Your Honor. Prisoner, you live in Coke Alley at number 72, is that correct?
Yeah.
I hold in my hand a small tobacco tin found in your room on a shelf. I ask you to look at it and tell the court if it is yours.
It looks like mine. I keep buttons and pins in it.
Correct. It's nearly full of buttons and pins. But under them, I find something else. Gentlemen of the jury, I show you a set of rubber fingertips complete to the lines of the human fingers. These are what made the print found at the scene of the crime.
Order in the court.
Just a grandstand play on the part of the prosecutor. He has no proof that they are the defendant.
May it please the court, I have proof. Prisoner, hold out your hand.
No.
May I ask the court to instruct the prisoner to hold out his hand?
The prisoner will do as the prosecutor asks.
Gentlemen of the jury, this fits the prisoner's thumb. And these, hold your hand still. His fingers, as you can see for yourself. I ask you to remember the words of the prisoner a moment ago. Gloves, he said, is old-fashioned. That's all. Witness, excuse.
Your Honor.
Now, just a moment, Mr. Martin.
Oh, he was superb, Gregory. It was wonderful. What showmanship. You ought to be an actor, darling.
Ought to be?
I pity the phantom when they catch him and bring him before you. Now, there's an idea, Gregory. Why don't you turn detective and catch the phantom yourself?
Oh, the police are doing all they can, Gina.
Will I see you tonight?
For a while. I must leave you early. I have some work to do.
What? time to make my rounds, is it?
Well, well. What would the president of this fine bank say if I were to report the night watchman goes to sleep? It's a good thing they decided they need a special detective to help you watch out for the phantom.
I don't need your round, I don't. I could catch that phantom one-handed.
Well, then there's 10 banks in town that wish you'd been their watchman the night the phantom visited them.
Say, while I was asleep, I dreamt the phantom came here, and while I was dozing, he robbed the vault.
Ah, hooey. I was right here all the time.
And you didn't see anyone or hear anything?
Nothing. Maybe I caught a couple of winks myself.
Well, come along. Let's have a look at the vault.
Watchman. Huh? The washroom door's open. Did you leave it open?
I was sure I closed it on my last round. No one in here. The window's closed. Well, I'll make sure I shut the door this time. Now, come along.
Good Lord. Look.
What? The vault. The door's open and the light on. Oh, we've been robbed.
Set off the alarm.
Now, where do you suppose the thief could have gone?
Watchman.
Yes?
Look in that mirror.
Oh, a man in black tights and hood. He's heading for that washroom door.
Yes, stand close to the wall like this. When he finds the door locked, he'll have to run this way. And we can jump out on him.
Wait.
Ready now. Now!
Hold on, grab his feet. That's it. I got his arms. That's it. Now, open them. There you are. We've got him safe. Now, rip off his hood and we'll have a look at him.
Now, who can he be? I've seen this fellow's picture somewhere.
Here you. What's your name? So, you won't tell, eh?
Here's the boy from headquarters. I'll let them in.
All right. Now then, you might as well tell us who you are, me lad. For Prosecutor Hallowell will tear you to pieces when you get to court. He'll make you talk.
And here's the judge. Judge Noonan with the boy's watchman. We could almost try the prisoner right here if we had Prosecutor Hallowell now.
Oh, how did you get here, Judge?
I happened to be driving by and heard the alarm. Who is the man, do you know?
He won't say, Your Honor. Here you, look up here. Let His Honor have a squint at you.
Good Lord, Hallowell.
Good evening. Or should I say morning, Judge?
And in such a costume.
Not suitable for court appearance, I'll admit. But black tights, hood, and padded shoes are quite correct for night work, Your Honor. Take it from one who knows.
My boy, is there no explanation?
Just that as prosecutor, I couldn't make enough money to live according to my desires. A criminal lawyer makes a huge fee for getting his client off. I had no such advantage. So I capitalized on my knowledge of crime.
I don't know what to say.
You will when they take me into your court, Judge. I know it's coming to me. But if this clown of a watchman had been on time instead of 15 minutes early, I'd never have been caught.
Be sure to read the interesting details of the life of this legal Jekyll Hyde of modern days when it appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. It will be found under the title Judge by Day, Burglar by Night. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.